had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga, hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone, asking for money, yeah, wrong number.
Yo, you already know what the deal is. 64 degrees Celsius. I'm with the You Heard Me podcast, and I'm here with G-Nice TV. Stay tuned.
What is up? It's your boy, G-Murd, and we're back with another episode of You Heard Me podcast. Today, I'm very excited because this person I'm interviewing today is very special and unique. This kid is full of talent, and when I say mixed martial arts athlete, artist, producer, and actor, this kid does it on. He's only getting started. So watch out for him, because, you know, he coming. I'm very excited, man. So for today, man, with no further introduction, my boy, 6'4".
Yo, what up? G-Nice. But yeah, though, stay tuned. I'm 64 degrees Celsius. I'm from the IE in Corona. And yeah, we finna get it cracking.
Where you from? Riverside area?
Yeah, I was born here, yeah. Well, I was born in Inglewood, and then my dad said once he found out that he had a boy, he wanted to ship out here because he didn't want me to see that gangbanging life.
Okay. So, before you even considered making music as a kid in your childhood, you were an athlete, right?
Right.
So, your dad told me you did wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, and all that other stuff, right? What made you get into that?
Well, I don't know, like, ever since I was a kid, because first I started off playing football when I was 5.
Okay.
And then I did a little bit of basketball, and my dad told me that he saw, like, I was just different. I don't know if I suck, because it was, like, a long time ago, but he just saw that I just moved different from all the other kids, and he always wanted to make sure that I knew how to protect myself. So, ever since I was 8, he put me in the gym around the corner, the UFC gym, and I just started doing jiu-jitsu first. That's the first.
The UFC one?
Yeah, the UFC one.
Okay, so you was in there.
Yeah,
getting right.
Yeah, I was in there getting right.
That's right.
My first martial arts I actually practiced was jiu-jitsu, and after that, I started doing MMA. Then I got into wrestling and then judo and then all that type of stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. My dad just wanted to make sure that his son knew how to protect himself. But yeah.
So the Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. So, I heard this was a movie that you liked growing up.
Yeah.
Would you say that this film played a huge role in your life and why you decided to do martial arts?
Yeah, I say that. I mean, I could relate because Karate Kid, like, the whole movie was based on how he had to move to China and how he had to fit in with all, like, with the Asians and stuff. And I kind of, like, feel like that around here because, like, I'm in Corona, and Corona, there's, like, a whole bunch of Mexicans. And when I went, used to go to, like, my elementary school, I was, like, the only black kid in my class. And so, I don't know, I didn't feel like I had to fit in, but I just knew I was different. And, like, I always used to say, like, oh, I'm never going to get bullied because, like, the Karate Kid, he got bullied. And that was my motivation to not get bullied. And after Jackie Chan, he taught him how to fight and stuff, and Jackie Chan saw that. I think Jackie Chan, like, to Karate Kid is like my dad on how my dad wanted to make sure that I knew how to protect myself and stuff like that. Now, that's pretty much it.
So would you say that movie also, like, we'll get into the acting part in a little second, but do you feel like that's why you wanted to do acting too?
Yeah.
Because he did something similar. Like, you were like, you guys are like, in a way, relate in the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of got me into acting too. Yeah, because I don't know, because I always wanted to be a star. Because I remember my dad telling me and my mom when I was like 5 years old, I always wanted to, I literally said that they said, this one day I came up to them and I said, I want to be a star. And they was like, wow, because they didn't even know I knew what that was. But, yeah, I always wanted to be a star when I was a kid. And then when I got older and started to know who I was myself, that's when I started to get into acting when I was, like, 9.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going to get into right now. So, like, you did your sport activities and that's rolling. Then at the age of 9, that's when you decided to get into acting. So when you started participating in roles, you were an extra, correct?
Yeah.
And then you eventually started to get the opportunities to be leveling up in the industry, right? So what was it like for you at first when you became a young actor in the industry?
I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I was always used to, well, because I was an entertainer, because I know how to dance and stuff like that. I used to go to this place. It's called the Pullum Center. It's like right around the corner from my grandma's house.
So I went there.
No, this is in LA.
LA.
It's like by Lavert Park. Okay. So I went there, and like I was like really good. And then the choreographer saw that I was putting in work like with the dance routines, And then there's this cast called Insecure. It shows HBO series.
That's the one with Issa.
Yeah, Ray. With Issa Rae.
Man, that's my shit, oh, man. For real? I be watching. Yeah. Is season 3 not out yet?
Nah, I haven't heard it. That was like 4 years ago. So
okay. Yeah. It's been 2 seasons. They fire though. It's fire.
But the choreographer thought I was really really good. I knew how to socialize and stuff like that. I was like 9. I was 9 turning 10. And then I auditioned for it. They only picked a certain amount of kids to audition. Okay. They thought I was one of them. I auditioned. They liked me. I did like 9 episodes of me being background. And like one of the main episodes, it was me in the classroom and I was dancing and stuff like that. But yeah. That was pretty cool. I like that. Then I transitioned to me not being the extra because I went to this acting class too. And my acting coach thought I was really good, so he brought a whole bunch of casting agents and managers, and I performed. They liked me, and then now I'm signed with DDO, and yeah, I'm still acting, still putting in work, and yeah, though.
That's right. How many people did you meet in the industry that you still, you know, are cool with today, like? Do you feel like when you're in the industry, you grow more of a network in the industry to where that's like the group of people you surround yourself with now?
Yeah, I say that, like, especially with the kids, like...
Because a lot of kids, like, regular kids can't compare to you. Like, they can't relate, so you guys are in two different situations.
For real.
So do you feel like the people you meet that's around your age in the industry, that's who you fuck with the most now?
To be honest... I say yeah a little bit. Like, I be playing the game with some of the people I be playing with. Like, it's not just all about working. Like, I be socializing with them on Instagram, video games. Like, yeah, I say yeah. Yeah.
So, like, who are some people that help guide you? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of folks don't know, like, in the industry, like, it could be a flawless thing, but it could be cruel at the same time. So, like, who are some people that, you know, help keep your head straight and guide you the right way while being in this entertainment industry?
I say my mom and my dad. My mom and my dad. My mom really had me like on that, like that acting stuff in like school. Then my dad had me into like sports and stuff like that. But yeah, that got me motivated, cause I already knew like at a young age, like they used to keep on saying that over and over, like I'm just different. Like that's why I stopped playing team sports and did solo individual sports and started doing martial arts to focus on myself. Like, that's why I say I'm, like, really different, because, like, kids, like, nowadays, like, it's cool to play team sports and whatever, whatnot, but, like, with basketball and football, like, I also know, too, because it's kind of sad, too, because, like, imagine playing a team sport your whole life, because there's, like, over 1 million kids that play basketball and football, but only about, like, 2% make it to the NBA, so, like, that's kind of, like, tough, because you spent all your life wanting to do this, but you really couldn't pursue it, because it's... billions of kids. That's why I want to step out the box. A lot of kids.
You get to college, you get harder. You get to the league, it's even harder because now it's like you either a free agent, or you're in the G League or whatever.
Yeah.
Man. So like how do you balance your real life and with your like with your work life? Because you got a lot of things going on. Like you're doing acting, you're doing auditions, you're rapping, you're producing, you're doing this, and then you still got mixed martial arts that you do, and you still got school that you do. And then you want to put free time for friends and family. So how do you balance that, being this young?
Well, I've been disciplined at a young age from my dad. How I balance it really is, especially for martial arts, because, like, with solo independent sports, I'm able to set my own times and train whenever I want instead of me having to not play in the game because I miss practice or stuff like that. So I'm basically able to set my own schedule. That's what my dad always emphasized, too. Like, that's where I get it from my dad. Like, he's an entrepreneur. He doesn't, like, there's nothing wrong with working for other people, but he sets his own time, and that's where I kind of got that from. And so, how I balance it, it's just discipline. Like, I meditate, too. I sun gaze sometimes. I mirror gaze. Not for a long time, like, even for a little bit. Like, it's always good to just put time out of the day just to focus on yourself.
And especially if you're doing a lot of activities, you know, you got to take care of your mental health and your physical health, you feel me? And a lot of people don't do that. They live in the moment, and they want to live it so fast and just sometimes they got to understand, they got to take care of themselves as well. Yeah. So, you know, finding that time for yourself, that's good. And you younger doing it, so right. that's good. But I can tell you get that from mixed martial arts, because mixed martial arts is always about being focused.
For real.
So you currently auditioned for a Disney role, right?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about it a little bit, or what can you give me on that?
I can't really talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, for sure. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting because this past year, we all dealt with the global pandemic, which put the world out of weird pause, right? And I remember having a conversation with your manager not too long ago, who happens to be your pops.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that one day you walked up to him, he told him you wanted to become a producer in rap, and that you bust out a freestyle.
Yeah.
What was it that made you know that I want to pivot into this route? Like, this is what I want to do now.
To be honest, I didn't know it was going to be like this, where I have my own studio. But, I mean, like, the pandemic helped me really a lot, because, like how you said, out of nowhere, I just bust a rhyme. I don't know. I thought it was always cool to, like, express myself and, like, change the youth, or just, like, be a voice for any crowd. And that's who I really was, and so... Yeah. And I'm really good at putting words together, too.
You would walk around the house just saying shit?
Yeah, like, for real.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
So you would just walk around, start rapping?
For real, yeah.
So, okay. So like, who are some artists that you grew up inspired by then? Like, what kind of music were you exposed to growing up? Like, classic, you know, music, indie?
I'll say, like, E-40. My dad blasts E-40 a lot. I say Chris Brown. That's when I was, like, really young. I like E-40, like, and then... Chris Brown is singing, and then his dancing, too. That's why I started dancing, too, because of Chris Brown. And then, So I say E-40, Chris Brown, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, he was hard.
So do you feel like the pandemic, when you discovered this is what you wanted to do, something new, did you feel like it was a good thing that we were in quarantine because it gave you time to just focus on your craft?
Yeah, I say that because I really never really cared about the social life. So when that happened, I didn't break down and be like, oh, I can't see my friends, because I'm already used to that. It's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I say that that actually helped me a lot, too, because I was able to focus on myself. I mean, sitting in the classroom is cool, but I feel like it's just a waste of time. So I actually think the pandemic helped, actually. But it helped a lot. But really everything. Balance out my schedule with acting, because sometimes I'll have to leave school early to make it to my audition. But now I don't even have to go out all the way to LA. I can just self-tape at home. Yeah, Zooms and stuff like that.
So how do you feel, like, because, you know, you talk about your pops is, you know, your mom's keeping you straight and doing this, right? And when you told your pops you wanted to rap, he built you a studio?
Yeah, like, literally, like, 2 days after, yeah. Like,
and it took, what, 7 weeks to get it done? Now we're officially in the studio?
Yeah.
And, like, how does it feel knowing that you got your pops really rocking with you and really, like, pushing you, you know, that this is what you want to do? I'm going to invest in my son. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel actually good, because I know, like most of my friends, they don't really have a dad. So, like, whenever, like, they going through something, like, my dad always used to put his foot in and try to be like an uncle towards them. So I actually feel pretty blessed that he actually did this, because I don't know no dad or no person that would invest like a lot of money something that's not guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. And for him to do that, he had that faith in you, bro. Yeah. So and you're doing what you're doing your best at it. You know what I mean? So just keep, I congratulate you, bro. Just keep going forward. So you're working with one of the best producers, in my opinion, in the IE right now.
Yup.
Yike Mike.
Yup.
Right? How did that come about, and, like, how does it feel knowing that you got somebody like him, you know, grooming you to be this artist you want to be?
It actually feels pretty good. I remember, when I first started rapping and producing, my sister knew Yike Mike from, like, high school and parties and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so when my sister found out I wanted to learn how to produce and stuff, my sister, she sent Yike Mike my way to get me, like, producing classes or whatever, whatnot. And then, like, this whole studio, it was just, like, a whole vacant lot just with concrete. And then my dad, he thought Yike Mike was pretty cool. My sister thought Yike Mike was pretty cool because he would fit in towards our family or whatever, whatnot. And, it was a pretty good mix. My dad, Yike Mike, they was talking with, like, all the numbers and stuff, with the game plan, how we gonna get the studio built. And came up with all of this. I thought it was pretty cool. Cause I feel like I got a head start. Like Yike Mike, like he really put me on. Yike Mike and my dad. I don't know. Like without them, I wouldn't be here.
I feel that. I feel that. And explain how it is working with him. Cause you know, not too long ago, I did the What's the Deal series episode. You feel me with my boy? Yes, that was a plug-in. If you haven't checked that out, go peep. You did. But we did the video, and he was telling me how, like, when he worked with people, it's been, you know, he was talking about you, how he got an artist he was working with. He said that he made sure that, like, you guys are very punctual and you're on point with the stuff.
Right.
And to me, that's beyond just the producer. Like, he wants to be, the like, one of the greats, like, kind of like Timbaland and all those guys, Swizz Beatz. And so when you're working with somebody like that, how does that make you feel knowing that he wants you to be the best on the microphone?
It actually feels pretty good because when I first knew that my sister knew Yike Mike and I went on his Instagram, he produced for Blueface, I'm like, damn, like,
yeah,
I really got a head start. Like, damn, like, I'm really working with this nigga Yike Mike. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, though, like, it actually, like, yeah, like, I'm actually finna, like, run with this. Like, for real, for real. It actually feels pretty good. Like, he makes sure I'm on my stuff, on my social media, my music. Like, he's a really good motivator. Like, that boy, like, Mike, like, he on. Like, he really cool. Yeah. Like, for real.
And that's the thing. Like, when you're surrounded with people like that, mm-hmm. it make you think different and get you on a different grind. Because you see your boys doing it, and it's like, oh, shit, like, he could do it, I could do it.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
I'm young.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to rub elbows with people like that, man. So, that day, mm-hmm. we played a few of your songs.
Right.
We actually got you, we slipped you in the end at the episode. And we heard three of your tracks. Nigga, that shit was fire.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally was sitting there thinking, like, this nigga started rapping, like, months ago? Bro, this shit sounded like you've been rapping for years.
For real.
Thank so, like, what's your process like? You
my
know,
process?
What's your process like? When you coming in here, you know, how you going about it to make sure, you know, you have your shit at the highest level, at quality level?
I say because, like, my favorite artists are NBA Youngboy and X, and, like, I used to watch little snippets of them being in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And those are my favorite rappers, just them two. Like, those are just the only people I really listen to. Right now, and I used to see like
actually
some
XXXTentacion.
All right, yep. I used to watch their little snippets, and like I never really seen them like bullshit or like half ass. Like they always going full out, and them
especially
niggas came for
boy.
Nothing. So when I have something, I just take it for granted. And when I be in the booth, I just be in the zone.
That's right. So like, what are some things that you're currently working on right now, then?
I'm working on a little song. Working on an EP coming soon. About to drop a single. Later, in February, maybe. By my birthday, March, who knows, spring, summer. I'm finna drop some. But, yeah, I'm working on my EP, a couple of my little singles. But, yeah, though, it's finna be lit. Trust me.
What you going to, how many tracks you thinking about having that EP? Five, seven?
I say about, like, six to nine.
Six to nine?
Yeah.
All right, send it my way when you finish with it, because I want to tap in with it.
Yeah.
So, like, what are your goals for this year, then? Besides the EP and shit, the whole year, what do you want to accomplish in this year as an uprising artist?
As an uprising
artist? And your music career and your acting career.
Well, first, I'm trying to get at least a 3.5 GPA or higher because you got to stay in school for real. That's what I'm working on.
I ain't never heard nobody say no shit like that. Nah, you the first motherfucker who said, I want a 3.5. That just show that you care about your school more than anything else right now.
Right.
That's crazy. Motherfuckers would have said something else.
Yeah, but I'm really focused on school right now. I'm a freshman, so I got to get that up. Last year, I passed with a 3.0 GPA. I wasn't really satisfied, but I was lazy. I'm not going to admit because it was kind of new to me, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, the virtual stuff, it was really hard. But now I'm trying to get at least a 3.5 GPA or higher. Another goal is I'm trying to meditate more. Like, I just started, like, last year around, like, November or whatever. Drink a lot more water, get more sleep, be more disciplined, but really around everything. Finding new things, finding new crafts. But that's pretty much it, though.
So, before I go,
mm-hmm.
I had a request. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna ask you two questions before we conclude the show.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is, who are some people in your life that kept you grounded and motivated to pursue these goals? Because you're very ambitious and want to do it all, but sometimes we are caught up doing so much that we don't even realize certain things that happen around us that others might catch on to, but also there to push you and motivate you to execute whatever you have in mind. Who are these people in your life?
My sister, Ingy, shout out to her, Queen.Ingy on Instagram. That's my sister. That's like my best friend, because that's the only sibling to have her. My dad, of course, my mom, my grandma, Mimi, she be keeping me on some stuff too, because my grandma, it's my mom's mom. She's a teacher, so she be keeping me grounded too. She be praying for me and all of that. And I say, my uncle Donnie, my mom's brother, he's in the music industry too.
You said who?
My mom's brother. My uncle Donnie.
Donnie? Yeah. Is Donnie too real?
Nah.
Nah? Oh, okay.
That's what I call him. I don't know his, like, name, like, out there, but, okay. Him too. He be putting me on some stuff too. But, yeah, really my mom, my dad, and my sister. And Yike Mike, of course, when he came in the picture with music and stuff like that.
So, and then my second question is, what is something that the world doesn't know about you that you don't mind the world to know?
Last year, I was ranked, I'm a certified slam, I'm not gonna cap. I was ranked 6 in the state last year in wrestling. You can search it up on Squay.org.
So that means he's slamming y'all niggas,
yeah,
motherfucker.
Deadass.
He's slamming all you dumbass motherfuckers who trying.
Certified.
So if you a motherfucker in a rap game and you trying to beef with him, you better watch the fuck out. Because he ain't going to RKO your ass. He's going to body slam your stupid ass. You feel me? Rank what?
6.
Rank 6.
Yeah.
Half you motherfuckers don't even rank in the top 30.
Damn.
Sheesh.
But yeah, though.
Hey, bro, keep doing your shit, man. And rank 6, but you ain't even tell me your dubs yet. Pop said you have over like a couple hundred.
Yeah, I can show my medals.
A couple hundred?
Yeah.
And you only lost 25?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you crazy. Yeah, man, he with the shit, man. But, hey, man, I want to say thank you for letting me come to your studio today, man, and allowing me to introduce, you know, to the world who you are, man. Right. You know, a lot of people don't know these upcoming artists coming up, and, you know, we just trying to do our job to put, you know, the light on the people out here. So I appreciate you for allowing me to come through. Keep doing your shit.
Thank you.
And man, just step on that motherfucker next, man.
Yep.
That's it. But, hey, it's your boy G Merck, man, and you're tuning in to the You Heard Me podcast presented by G Nice TV. You can catch this podcast on the 9 different total streaming platforms. That's Apple, Spotify, you name it. You can catch the visual, the You Heard Me podcast, on the YouTube channel, and that's at G-Nice TV. You feel me? It's your boy G Merck. Get your merch. I'm out. You did.
6'4"